I'm Deb Travis, and I live here in the Bronx. I wasn't born in New York City. I was born in Northern Michigan, but I've lived in the Bronx for since 2016. Maya and I were introduced by mutual friends, but Maya used to work in the back bar at Henrietta's, which was a bar that all the lesbians went to, and so everybody kind of knew Maya by sight. And I certainly knew her as that really mean back bartender. And she'd been at a few parties and things that I had been to, but I didn't really hang out with her. And then there was a point when we both happened to be single, and one of our friends said, you know, I'll introduce you and you guys should go out. And we asked a different friend, what do you think about this idea? And she was like, well, I would be shocked if you actually went out with each other, but you should. You should stop dating the people that you've been dating, and you should date people like you. So it would be a really good idea. A strong food memory. We definitely don't eat wild edibles because we're afraid of things on the ground. although morels, we just, up in Northern Michigan, our house is kind of perfectly situated on the north side of a sandy ridge in a shady maple forest with deep leaves. And so the first year we bought the house, or we were up there with my family, I was out there weeding and like raking and stuff, and a morel popped up. And you know, having grown up in Michigan, morels are like the kind of this symbolic, sacred thing. And then people, like deer hunting season, where all of a sudden you look around and everyone's gone off hunting, morel season is the same way, where people have their secret places they go. And so I was just flabbergasted to see this morel under the leaves. And then I started to look more closely, and there was another one like over there, and there was another one over there. And I started collecting them, and my family came over later that day, and they were beyond excited, and the kids were super excited, and so they went out, they went like up in the whole hill and everything, and off into the forest to find morels, and we came back with this like huge, we probably had like 2 gallons of morels, and we made that, and you know, they knew how to cook them. Like they were all like, oh yeah, we got this. And they cooked them right up and they were delicious. We all had a big feast on them after we went out on the boat and then we came back and had morels. So it was really nice. Is there a food we both tried for the first time together? Those morels, that was the first time I had had morels. And I'm always a little suspicious of mushrooms, unless it's like a bland mushroom that, you know, that I've been hanging out in a supermarket for a long time. I'm trying to think if there's other foods, though. I guess the thing that kind of in that category, I would say, is like when we traveled to Italy. I remember going to Rome during like artichoke season, and you know, going with Maya because she's culturally Italian and she has like a really good sense of kind of the seasonality of food, and she introduced me to this idea that all of the different cities have their seasons and their preparations, and there are literally people in the world who go to Rome for spring to get the, you know, to get the artichokes and stuff. So I thought that was really kind of a wonderful, it's a little bit like discovering the birds migrate, that this thing has been going on all along and you didn't really know. Is there a meal or food we both love? I would say probably like scallops. Scallops are not safe around us. we both definitely like scallops a lot. I would say that's one of Maya's top foods for sure. And I love them because you really can't go wrong. They're really easy to prepare and they're so delicate and delicious. And you can do them in the winter or the spring or the fall, like whenever. They're not heavy or too light or require a grill or something like that. I would say also the just barbecue, like not barbecuing with like the sauce and the whole mechanism, but grilling food. Like one of the best parts of like when we get out of town is like going someplace where there's a grill and just eating off the grill every night. Just that's really nice. Get all kinds of vegetables and stuff and grilling them up. So that's what I would vote.